three women, three different stories of addiction. All three made the decision to seek treatment when they became pregnant. All choose to use only their first names publicly because of the stigma they say is attached to women who are pregnant and addicted. Jennifer says her addiction story begins 10 years ago when her son was born. After his birth, she struggled with anxiety, so she turned to prescription drugs like those she'd been given following her C-section.
The medication that they put me on for pain purposes made me feel like I could do things better. It made me feel like I was the mother I was supposed to be, and it just progressed from there.
Jennifer managed to get along without having to reveal her addiction to her primary care physician, but that changed when she became pregnant.
I went right to Dartmouth because that's where I had my son, and I was honest with them right from the very beginning.
Like Jennifer, Melissa was fearful of the effect her opioid use would have on her child. But she was afraid to tell her family that she'd suffered a relapse after going through rehab 3 years ago. She decided to administer treatment to herself by going to drug dealers to buy the form of buprenorphine used to treat addiction. It was an attempt to do the right thing without going for help.
You're terrified. Are they going to take my baby? What's my family going to think? My friends? So I started buying Subutex on the street, and I couldn't afford it. It's crazy, ridiculous. It's just like buying the opiates.
Melissa finally volunteered for treatment. The Subutex she takes now is prescribed, and while it helps her control her addiction, it doesn't cure it.
I struggle with cravings every day. If I have a craving, I just think, okay, my family, my kids, it's a huge weight lifted off your shoulders to have that little pill to take every day.
Melissa's son was born last month. She and Jennifer are just beginning the process of recovery. For Victoria, that process started 10 years ago.
I was an opiate addict, a heroin addict, and I found out I was pregnant.
Victoria had already been through rehab 6 times. She relapsed each time. At that point in her life, she says she was a master manipulator, skilled at doing what was necessary to support her addiction, but not much else.
I remember my first time in rehab, they gave me a little questionnaire and asked what I liked to do, my hobbies, my hopes, my dreams. I couldn't tell you one thing that I wanted to do.
Victoria's concern about the welfare of her child motivated her to get help one more time when she discovered she was pregnant. She credits counselors and caregivers with getting her through her pregnancy, but there was also a moment when she discovered she had it within herself to stay clean.
My life didn't change when I became pregnant, but my life changed the moment that little boy was put in my arms. It wasn't about me anymore. I couldn't do it for me, but I could do it for him. I know there's lots of moms that have children and continue to use, and I don't think that says anything against them or their willpower or how much they love their children. To me, it shows how strong the disease of addiction is.
Victoria is 35 years old now. After her son was born, she went to school and graduated cum laude with a degree in childhood education. She often gives talks about her addiction, usually to care providers. She says one of the things she wished for most when she was a mother-to-be struggling with addiction was to talk with someone who'd been through what she was experiencing. She remembers a time years ago, not long after her son was born, when she spoke to a group in central Vermont and realized the shame she was feeling was shared by others.
And I told my story, and especially in the early days, I used to break down all the time about it. I hadn't forgiven myself, so every time I talked about it, it hit me hard. And at the end of my story, a woman raised her hand, and she was crying and told her own story. And then someone else did, and someone else did.
Despite their struggles, Victoria, Jennifer, and Melissa have had advantages many pregnant women with opioid addiction haven't had. They have supportive families. They're not homeless or in abusive relationships. They may represent just a small cross-section, but their experiences and their willingness to share them shows that there are success stories in the effort to treat mothers with addiction. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.